And I promise you I'm only going to share for a couple of minutes. But my intro doesn't get to count for the 2 minutes. Because my intro's this. August 1st through the 5th, we're going to have prayer here from 6 until midnight. I beg you to show up for prayer. Our nation is in dire need of a move of God. Amen. On Father's Day, on that Sunday, NBC decided during the national anthem that they would take one nation under God, indivisible. Yeah, the pledge. Thank you. Out of the commercial as they were doing the Pledge of Allegiance. And a lot of uproar came forth, but there are so many things. As I shared about a month ago, the deal going on of the leaven of Herod and Pharisees, that political deal, that spirit of Antichrist is pulling at this nation big time. And we have been sitting for 50 years. I encourage you to Google this week the speech that John F. Kennedy did in Houston, Texas, almost 50 years ago, when he said, "I will lay down my Catholic roots because the president must lay down his religious agendas, separation of church and state." I don't think it's an accident that Rick Perry and that group thinks that we've got to go back and repair the wall that so came in. I encourage you, and if you're not familiar with what's going to go on August the 6th, Rick Perry, who's even using the name of Jesus, I've been crying out for a president that would not be ashamed to use the name of Jesus. Love George W., but he always wanted to make everybody feel good, and he always used the word God. Buddha, Muslim, they all use God. We need a president who's not ashamed to say, and he's not running yet, but I'm hoping that if he doesn't, that somebody like that would use the word Jesus Christ and not be ashamed of it, because the name Jesus is the name above all names. So he's asked every governor of the United States to come to Austin, to come to Houston on August the 6th and pray and ask God to heal our nation. That 6th, we're going to have a gathering here. You're more than welcome to come from 10 to 5, 10 in the morning till 5 in the evening. We're going to web stream it. But we've got to build something up before that. On the 31st of July, our whole service will be worship and intercession. We're going to start praying for God to heal our land. We need the public school systems and our court systems to come back under the rule and the reign of God Almighty. This past week, New York City was the 6th state that voted same-sex marriage in. If you look at the authority in the natural and spiritual sometimes that a city can have, New York City may be the most influential city on the face of the earth. What the enemy is trying to do there is open up a gate of unrighteousness to whole other proportions and ways. If you remember when I preach and teach to you, you have to think more than just the 40 or 50 people that came today. We have an opportunity to change nations. Our services, I hope that you're getting this culture that I believe God and is using me to ingrain in you. We have to think outside this room that when we gather, nations are changed. Okay, all right? So in that, I want to read, turn quickly to, now my 2 to 3 minutes starts. Turn quickly to Proverbs 24:10. And as you're turning there, I hope that you're reading. I love what Rhett read out of it. It was John 15. You're to be reading John 14, 15, 16, 17, those chapters. Romans 8 and all of the book of Acts all summer long. If you can only read one chapter that day, read it. But ask the Holy Spirit to make it living revelation to you. 24:10, in all of Proverbs, this is my favorite verse in all of Proverbs. It's been like that for probably 15 years. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. You know how that word strength, I want to tie into it, means revelation. If you're only wanting the revelation, like what Rhett was given an example of who Christ is, as big as a straw, I'm here to tell you, when the day of adversity comes, you're going to faint. There's a lot of things going on right now on the face of the earth. Just like what we just repented of, and please hear me, I know people have done us wrong. That's the reason we get offended and need reconciliation. But if you can faint, because really that means our spirit person's fainting in the day of adversity when you were rejected, then we don't have the revelation of what the Word of God truly says. We've got to get some American theology out of us. Think about Jesus. He gathered around the 12 boys. Oh, yeah, when I go away, they're going to kill some of you guys. They're going to drag you away in the synagogues. His evangelism outreach was, guys, you're going to die. Now, if we get rejected by somebody not wanting to hear Jesus, we get offended and don't go do evangelism for a month. Jesus has called to him, you're going to die. Do you see how dummied down we've done the gospel? Oh, guys, by the way, I'm sending you 70 out. Don't take any money. Don't take extra clothes. Just go and trust me. God's really trying to get us back to His Word. What are you fainting of? Because when we faint, it means that we don't know God the way that Jesus walked out the Father. Think about it. On the way to the cross, you don't think He didn't want to faint in a prayer in a Garden of Gethsemane? Where literally His sweat drops turned to blood. But He had a burning passion of love, the very first thing that we prayed and ministered over, that would not allow Him to keep from walking what He was called to do. Church, I'm here to tell you today on 6/26/2011, there needs to get something in each and every one of us that we will not faint of anything, because our strength is in Him. Our revelations in Him. Go with me now and let's look into the cloud of witnesses that it talks about in Hebrews 11. Hebrews 12. Great cloud of witnesses. Some of us have our moms and dads and other loved ones there, but I want to pick out Stephen, the great saint in Acts 6 and 7. Do you think he might laugh a little bit about my life and about your life of how we faint so easily? Do what? Hey. Here's this brother who knew the messenger so well. Remember, he started out his resume in the kingdom. Stephen, go wait tables. He had a low-level job in the kingdom. Let me tell you something. Some of us that may have low-level jobs in the kingdom, God's got us there for a reason. And so we wait tables. But he did it with excellence, and he did it with love. And in that, you see him jump up. That's at the beginning of Acts 6, middle of Acts 6. Man, all of a sudden, it is saying Stephen is doing extraordinary, not ordinary, extraordinary miracles. And that these religious leaders that had been trained in theological school could not combat the wisdom of truth that Stephen spoke by the Holy Spirit. Made them so mad, though, they get so upset, they go out and find a couple of bad guys, and they come in and they talk about all the things that Stephen is saying incorrectly. How many of us would faint because of fear? And Stephen's face shined because he knew the messenger. Stephen's looking down from heaven at the cloud of the witnesses, and he's going, church, why are you fainting? Let him shine in the midst of your adversity. What you eat of the most will shine in your day of adversity. I'm going to say it again. When that adversity hits, what you eat of the most is what will shine. Stephen ate of the king through revelation. And when adversity hit him, he shined the glory of his Father. If you eat of the bait of Satan of offenses, when adversity hits, you'll shine cutting people off. Or all those different things that we do. If you deal with fear, when that day of adversity hits, what will shine is fear. In the day of adversity, what's shining through you? Stephen goes on down. Man, he not only shines, he rocked in loving truth. Please hear me. I love worship. I need Robert, Celia, Lori, Charlie, and all you great people to help lead in worship. You need to know my heart. I'm longing for the day when we rock because we're hungry for truth. When we don't turn off our lights, lights being on the inside of us because we're hungry for truth. Stephen steps up, hasn't been trained in a theological school, and starts going from Adam all the way down, then shining with love, because we either love or truth, it's both. Stephen goes, yeah, they killed all the prophets, and you stiff-necked people are going to do the same thing. Does that sound like he's shining with fear? These are part of the cloud of witnesses that are going, church, do you realize what really wants to live in you and what really does live in you? I'm already preaching 10 minutes and four of you are yawning. Come on, stay with me. Rock with me of hungering for truth. Amen. So here he goes. He says this such a way that these Pharisees start picking up stones to kill him. I don't think I've had that day of adversity. Have you? It's coming. I want it. I mean, I really am. I'm asking God, I want to die in that capacity. And I want to pass that day of adversity like that. But if I get offended so easily, I can't pass at that degree. So here it is. They're charging him. You talk about rage and anger. They're ripping their clothes because they're so angry. I've seen a couple of you do that. Just kidding. They picked up stones. They're hurling. They drag him because they're religious. You can't kill a brother, stone him inside of town. You got to drag him out. That fence sounds like love, doesn't it? And they start pelting him. And before he dies, the greatest day of adversity, he declares truth because he knew the messenger. He had seen him on a cross. Say, Father, forgive these ones, for they do not know what they do. What does Stephen say? I see heaven open. You want to see heaven open? Know the strength of Israel, Jesus Christ, and you'll see the heavens open. Heaven open, and I see the Son of God sitting to the right-hand side. Then he said this because he knew the messenger. Father, forgive all these ones because they don't know what they're doing. And the young man holding the clothes is named Saul. You see, church, we were called to invade nations for the glory of God. Stephen was called to invade nations, and his life would do it through touching the life of Saul. You follow my example? Your life is touching somebody. We will never invade nations if we get offended and faint in the day of our adversity. Let me pray. A little longer than 2 to 3 minutes, but close. Let's pray. Well, Father, we do love you and we give you praise. And I repent of when I faint because I revealed that I don't love because that strength is not the beating passion that would cause me to pass in my day of adversity. So God, I know that you've called this church, you've called each of these people to take nations, to take neighborhoods, to take cities, to take entire workplaces. So God, we ask that you would release the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of who you are, Father of glory. That you would release the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of who you are, King Jesus. That you, Holy Spirit, would release the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of who you are, Holy Spirit. And that from this day forward, we would quit fainting. And we would release the strength of your life like Stephen did. So, Holy Spirit, I thank you that today is the day and has always been since you came to the face of the earth, King Jesus, to see the impossibilities bow and be crushed and destroyed by all that you've done, King Jesus. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.